We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We are discussing the sugya of Treifis, and specifically the sugya of Nafla and Agag, that if a behemoth falls off a roof and takes a fall, so then it has dinner of a treifa until you wait 24 hours, or until it starts walking, or gets up, and if not, it's dinner of a treifa. So Amar Rav Nachman, a baby that is born from the behemoth comes out of Beis HaRechem, and that's a lot of trauma to the behemoth, that's not considered Resuke Avarim. You're not Chayish Resuke Avarim. And Taisi speaks out, what's the Chiddush? So Taisim, the Ika Reis of the Eina Haylech, we're talking about a case where Itaka didn't get up and walk. So there, Itzach Leila Shmina and the Lava Chibshita is in the boss of Roy Vladas. Usually a Vlad is not Risik Avarim. Most Vladas are born fine. So it's saying even if it's born and doesn't stand up right away, we're not Chosh of Risik Avarim. Omle Rav Rav Nachman, Tanya Masei Alach, I bring a right from my Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Tinuk Ben Yei Mechad, a one day old child, Metama obeys now, Metama Beziva. It's Metama Ziva. This is talking about a human, obviously, and it's Matam Beziva. If you say a birth caused the Risik Avarim, Ikri Kam Besari V'le Machmas Ainsai. We know that Ziva, Zav, a Zava only becomes, or Zayv, let's talk about a boy, Zav only Matama if it comes by itself, but not Machmas Ainsai, not because he's sick. And if he had a din that Risik Avarim, so then the Zav should be considered oinus, it should be considered like from a sickness, and therefore it should not be considered a Zav, because it says it has to be Rivasari, like Marcus Oinsen. Here's Marcus Oinsen, Marcus says 6. It's a Raya, there's no Risik Avarim on a Tinuk. I, Frank Teusvis, that, what do you mean? The Chiddush was that even if there's a Reyesa, so then what's the Raya from here? Here there was no Reyesa. We said that the case of the behemoth was, didn't stand up, was a Reyesa. So what's the Raya? The Tosis asks his Kash on Amud Aleph when he says his Pshat. He says, if that's the case, in Taimam came, Maka Masayle and Ben Yemechot, the Matam Beziva, awesome like a Reyesa. So Tosis answers that if there'll be a Tzad Risik Avarim, so then even without a Reyesa, we wouldn't be Taylor the Zav in him, and we'd say it comes from the Oinus. And that's why it is a Raya. And if the Gemara is not a Raya, I'll tell you why. My skin against Yosef Derech Defen. Maybe the only time we consider there's no trauma is only if it comes out as a Syrian. There's talking no trauma to the baby or a behemoth, and that would be the case where there's no Risik Avarim. So it's not a Raya from here. Toshma is attempting another Raya. It says in the Gemara Masechtas Beah, Egel Shneil B'Yantif, if a calf is born on Yantif, Shoich Tanois B'Yantif, Lash Shechter on Yantif, it's not a problem of Muksa. Why not? Because it was Muchan Agav Imoy, the mother like a Shecht on Yantif, and I could have Shechted the mother, and that would have been good. So here, you know, the Egel is a new thing today, but it was Muchan, it was prepared before Yantif, Agav Imoy. But the problem is, heck, you Shechted today if it's trauma. So it's a Raya, that there's no trauma by your Egel. So here's Mashba, every case, even if it doesn't stand up, even if it doesn't stand up, it's Mashba, Egel is always Mutter to Shecht on Yantif. And for the Gemara, because that's what the case was, that it came as a Syrian, that's why it's no trauma, and that's why it's no problem with Treifa. And it's not a riot to the Shiloh. Toshma Shoyin, not a riot. The Shovin, there's a machlokes, if we have a Bechar could be 6 months old, an example, let's say 6 months old, and a Bechar you can't eat unless you bring it as a carbon. So if it's manazed, the only way to eat the Kayin to keep the Bechar is only if it gets a mum. Now it's a big machlokes, if it gets a mum on Yontif, is that called mukhar or not? Was that considered muks or not? Because when Yontif came in, it was not ready to eat because it didn't have a mum yet. Now I got a mum on Yontif, it's machlokes, if it's called oimit to have a mum or not. But everyone agrees that if the Bechar is born with the mum on Yontif, then it's considered Mukhan. Why? Because until it was born, it had no din Bechar. You could shech the mother and eat it, even though it was a Bechar inside. The Bechar only is din Bechar when it comes out into the world. And once it came out of the world, it came with its mum. Therefore, it was always Mukhan. That says in this Braisa. Toshma v'shavim, shemnoilad, maybe it's a Mishnah. V'shavim, shemnoilad, hu amuma imai. If it's born together with the mum, Zemina Mukhan, everyone agrees that's called Mukhan. Ilchar, heck, you shechted right away. It's a problem of the trauma. It's Elmai, it's a Raya. Basically, it's not called Risik Avarim. No trauma of Risik Avarim. Frank Demar, V'chitei Mahachi Nami, Shuyoitze Derech Adoifin. Are you going to tell me over here that it came at Derech Adoifin also? That's was no trauma. Derech Adoifin Yikadosh, there's no Din Bechar on a Syrian. V'am Rav Yechon, I'm with Rav Shimon. Lian Kachim, even though Lagabe a Yeledes, a human Yeledes, we say a Caesarean is still called a Yeledes, but Lagabe Bechar, he holds, again, Kachim, Shein a Kaddish, a Caesarean is definitely not called Kedusha. It says Kiyaval, it has to be probably a Tzedefin. So now you have a good Kasha. Lachar, here it's Mashmak, a Shechter right away. Hakamai, a Skinon, Shehifus, Lagabe Karka. economic. The case over here was that it tried to stand up, and trying to stand up is enough to be considered that it's not a treif anymore. And that was the case. Why is shechted? Because it's tried to stand up, and that's a riot. It's not economic. It's only mutter to shecht if it tries to stand up. In some shlachthausen, in those days, some places where they made shchitas, the way they stunned the animal into taking the shchita was they pushed them off like a little bit of a landing. They pushed them off, the payment off, land on the ground. They got scared and you shechted it. So the shail is that called an afila that makes it risuk evarim or not? So based on matochayim, zokrav nachwin, ain't by mishum risuk evarim. There's no problem risuk evarim. Not choshev a risuk evarim. Even though you threw it down, there's no even a makum gavay. Even though it's 10 tefachim, you're not worried. I'll see the reason in a second. Ahu tura, there was this shar, the nafal, that they pushed it down for shchita. V'shtam ekol negrizah, and they heard it's sighing from being thrown down. Some say it means they heard the sound, the thump of a falling to the ground. So Orav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel, V'amata shokum shuv v'shuv. After the shchita, took the best part of the meat. Amalei Abanan, Menolacha, how do you know? Amalei Hocham Arav, Tzuponav Noyat Atzvigil Aretz. That this behemah knows that it's in the base of shchita, it knows it's getting slaughtered. Therefore, it holds on with its nails, fingernails, it holds on to the ground as you're pushing it down. It holds on, and therefore it does not fall with such force, and therefore there's no risk of arm, because it knows what's happening, therefore it braces itself, and therefore it's not a problem, risk of arm. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, this holding of nafla is only if it doesn't, after it fell off the gag, that we say it's a trefa, it's only if it stays right where it is. But omda, if it stands up, ain't a tricha meis leis. If it stands up, you don't need meis leis. But in such a case, where it stands up, doesn't walk, bedika v'adabayi, you still need bedika. Because basically, as Vuya Rashi, really when it gets thrown down, when it falls off the roof, there's two problems. First of all, there's nafal, and that will help the tzrisik avarim, and that will help just standing up. But there's another problem. Maybe something broke inside. There's a reyesa now. Maybe one of the chut hashedra broke, or the ribs broke, or one of the ribs came out. Therefore, you have to do a shchita. So, like Rashi speaks out, Hecha the loy omdav didn't stand up, even Bedika doesn't help, because maybe it's Risik Avarim. But if it stands up, then it needs Bedika. Now, Holcha, if it walks, ain't Shikha Bedika, doesn't need Bedika. Because they're not worried about severing, it's walking, no problem severing the Chodah. That's Shadra, not worried about the ribs. If it can walk, doesn't need Bedika at all. Ruchi Ba'ashyam, Echazu 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 Echazu, both of them need Bedika. Om Rav Yirmi Ba'abba, Om Rav, when it says standing up is enough, that it's not a trefa, it only has to be has a need of Bedika, doesn't have to actually stand up. Pashto yod alamid, made a maisa, made a motion of standing, of trying to stand up, that's enough. Obviously, umda. Okra raglav, put out one foot already. Lahalach, obviously, holcha, that's enough that the holcha is a level, doesn't even be bdika. Rav Chisto, I'm the gabi standing, I'm a ninner alamid. If it tries to stand, if it moves to stand already, that's enough. Obviously, umda. The hilcha sa alacha maisa is like what? Hech the naflo min agag, below yodav, fell off without kavana, means it fell off. In it, unintentionally, the umda stood up for the halcha, then tricha b'dika, then tricha meisleis in the 24 hours. From halcha, and if it walks, it fills b'dika namel tricha. If it walks, it doesn't even need b'dika. So, what are all the halachas that come out? So, we'll go through five of the halachas that come out from the sugya. Number one, if a behema jumps off of makom gavaya intentionally, you don't need meisleis, you don't need b'dika, because you figure that that the behema paced itself and knew what it was doing, like a suan amar aleph. Therefore, there's no problem of treifa in such a case, doesn't even have to stand. If it fell shalom v'daita, which means from 10 tefachim high, fell unintentionally, it's a treifa because you worried a risik avarim. And if it does not stand, and you didn't wait 24 hours before the shechita, then it's a problem. If it stands up or you wait 24 hours, then it would need a bedika for other treifas, but it would not have a problem of the nefula problem, of a risik avarim problem. And if it walked, you won't even need shia or bedika. You don't have to wait or bedika. Now, if a different behemoth threw it down, even though it's not 10 tefachim, that would also have it in the fula, as long as it's on aleph. Now, if you threw it on its back, like al masnel, on its behind, then also there's no chash risik avarim like a sobar aganavim. And also, if a nose is getting thrown off, like the case of the shchita, then also it braces itself and it won't have a problem of the fula. This is the bedika we're talking about, that nefula, that we said, a case of a nefula that stood up, and therefore there's no din of be'eis leis, or in a case where you waited 24 hours, Both cases still needs a bedika connected of name ayim. It needs a bedika connected ayim, like we spoke about before. Om mazutra needs a bedika connected to the stomach for the ribs. Om mazutra hakim mishmei. There are papa tricha bedika connected bezachal. It needs the whole entire inside of the goof. You have to check the shedra. You have to check the ribs. You have to check all those spots. Omleya huna mar breder mechem l'rashi simonamai. What about the simonim? What about the trachea and the esophagus? Do you have to check those? The kon and the veshet? Omleya no. Simonim kashmir as a filo. The simonim are protected against falling down, and they don't need a bedika. Omra v'yudam shmul. What about a bird? Oif shenechbat apnei hamayim. A oif that fell out of the sky onto the water unintentionally. So the water, oif is not so strong animal. The water could hurt it. Did a belly flap without realizing it? It could get hurt. So how do you know if it's not a trefa? Kims shot molly kamoisov. It swims the length of its goof. Die, that's enough. Maloya maron. We said that swimming helps. Elam in mata lamayla. It goes upstream. Avalamala mata. If it goes with the stream, it's not a raya. Maybe maya huda ashpilu. The maya itself is moving it, so it's not a raya that's moving. Vimayikaim. If it's still water, less lambad. Then it would help the moving, even though it's not going upstream or downstream. It's in one place. Then the swimming would help to show that it's not risukavaram. It's not a trefa. If it's even going with the stream, but it's going downstream, but there are twigs as well, and you see that it's going in front of the twigs, it's moving faster than the twigs, then that's a raya that it is fine. This bird is fine. Glima matiach. If you have a garment that's taut over stretched over some kind of pegs, then the halach is that is considered something hard, and if the bird falls on that, we are concerned that it'll have risik avarim. So glima matiach chashina, the loy matiach lechashina. But if it's not tight, if it's this sheet is not so stretched, it's not so taut, it's not so tight, then we're not worried about lechashina. We're worried about any problems of trepis. Oifim ufuf. If the sheet was folded over, even though it is tight, we're still that we're not chashina. We're not lechashina. We're not chayshus because since it's folded, it can never be tight enough to injure the bird. Isla umekarve kitu chashinan. If it fell onto a net, now usually a net would not be a problem, but the net has these knots by the squares, has these knots. So if the knots are close together, then it could hurt its bones. It's a risik avarim. It can have risik avarim by the knots that are very close together. Lo umekarve kitu chashinan. If the knots are not close together, you're not worried. Another example of a bird falling down on something and the shayla is it hurt itself? Kisna da ave betuni chashinan. If the bird fell on flax, bundles of flax, we are worried that it hurt itself. It hurt its limbs. There's risik avarim because flax is something, pishton and flax, something that's hard. So if it fell directly on this bundle, it hurt itself. But the haigiz lechashinan, if it fell on the side of the bundles, so then it's like slipped right off. So then it's not such a big impact, not so strong. Then lechashinan. Another case, usiraisa chashina. It fell on a bundle of reeds of konim, then we are worried. Kistan adayik v'nofitz lechashinan. We're talking about flax now that was made already, it was beaten, it was combed, it was made into threads, and it was over the ground, it was spread over the ground. We're not worried. Lechashinan. And since it's soft, the flax, once you do here it protects even from the ground. It protects from the ground because once it was combed, it's softer and there's no problem. And there's no problem of the ground. There's no risik avarim. But if it was banged or pounded and not combed, then we are worried that there's some particles in this flax that are very hard, and that will hurt the avarim of the bird, and it'd be chayshus for risik avarim. The ovid bizri, another case, also more about flax. The flax was made into bundles, but this was combed flax, different than before where it was raw flax, it wasn't worked on flax. This is worked, these flax was combed and beaten. Still, if it's made into a bundle, kimin de ikibe kitri chashinan, since there's still knots in this bundles, because in the flax there's some kind of knots, we're worried if it falls on this, you are chashish risa gavarim. Daksa chashinan, if a bird fell onto daksa, then we are chashinan. Daksa also is type of different bundles. That's what daksa is. Rashi says, "Neira neuras shivrei gevoilim and neorim mina pishton kishenafsim moisa." It's like the junk from the pishton. I'm not sure what the English word would be from it, but it's like the psoilus of the pishton. So if the psoilus of the pishton fell onto that, those things are very rough. and we are choishish for risk of arm. But if it fell on the daktasa, that we're not worried. Now, what are the two type of things? There's two type of wastes that come off the flax. There's the waste that's harder, it's coarser, and there's waste which is softer, which is like a small piece of cloth. It's smaller. So it depends what. It falls onto the hard psoilis, the hard junk, the hard waste that came off the flax. Then we're worried it'll get risik avar. But if it fell onto the part that's not that's not strong, then the opposite, it'll be soft and it'll cushion the fall. Like Rashi says, Dr. Sa Dakam and a Dak, Gaminar's Lechashinan, Yeshvimena Kree, Agabi Karaka, Venoifel Oifalehim, Loichashinan, it's a pile. Why? Bishiraka, Fakert. It protects the fall, actually, the Dak says. Soft. It's soft. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Navra Chayshinan. If it falls on Navra, Navra comes from a palm tree. So there we are, Chayshish, because this Navra is also a little bit coarse. Siva Godo Sova the Kolim, Yavshan, as you dry it out, and you make Ritsuris out of it, it could be you make out of it ropes. It's like a rope material. That's a little coarse. And if it falls on that, it could hurt itself. But that's Navra. Timchasa Lechashinan. But if it's just like strands of this, then it's fine. Navra is like a bunch of ropes. Timchasa is you made Ritsuyas, but you separate them into little strings. That is not a problem because there, It's not a chash because it's not, again, the timtacha is not so strong, and therefore it's not a chash. If it's separated into strands, if it's a rope, if you take the strands and make them into a rope, then it will not be soft. But if it's made into strands, so then it seems like this, that the first thing they do is they take the bark and they make it into a production that it could be made into strands to make it into a rope. So I think the first step is the navra. That's just it's still the bark. It's still the bark, and therefore it's coarse. Masha Inkin, the Timchasa is already made into strands, and that's soft. Kitma Nehila, Chayshinan. If it fell onto ash that was sifted through, we are Chayshish. Now, what's Pshat? We are Chayshish because it becomes very hard. Since it's already sifted through, so the whole ash becomes into a hard rock. Maruka benafa nichbash benasa kasha becomes into one piece and becomes hard. So here we have ashes that become hard and they're worried about risik avarim loinila, but if it's not sifted yet, then we're not choishish because since it's not sifted, Rashi says it's more fluffy. Ein nichbash v'chol shohu tofuf. Tofuf means fluffy. Ve'ena kasha, and it's not kasha. Zokt the Gemara Vayta now on top of chenam beizim and aleph. So to Gemara, Gemara says, Chol hadak lechashinan. It fell onto fine sand, then we're not choshesh, chol hagas. But if it's thick sand, thick rocks, like little pebbles, I would say, something like that, then you are chashinan. Like Rashi says, that if it's chol hadak, it never gets nichbash loyla. But chol hagas, avonim gedoyle, shebom raskim, oif, it's like big stones, like pebbles. And it falls on that, that's what Chayla Gas is. It's more than just sand, it's like pebbles. And that's why we're Chayshish. It fell into the dust, we are worried. What's the Pshat? Because the dust also becomes hard. It basically fell onto the ground, that makes it hard. Fell into straw that was made into these balls, then it's a problem because that also is hard. So you take this Teven and you make it into Chavila, Rashi says. That's a problem. You're chashina. Lo yav beizu lechashina. But fell into straw. It's not into a pile. It's not into a bundle. Then we are not chashish. Chitiv chod mei chashina. Fell into wheat or any other type. Like the shifine, rye. That's what it says in Rashi. Then we are chashina. Sarv chod mei chashina. But barley is softer. And it says barley, any of its type, it means other things that are similar, other grains that are similar to barley that are soft. There's no chash. All type of beans, there's no problem risik avarim. Levarim or ruby. Besides the fenugreek, that you will be chayish risik avarim. Chimtzi, ain't problem with risik avarim. That's peas. Peas are not a problem of risik avarim. It's soft. Chefti, yes, with risik avarim. Chefti is chickpeas. Chickpeas, arbis, is a problem because that's harder. If so, raw chickpeas are pretty hard. That is a problem risik avarim. Klolo, the milsa, kol midi, the misrik, ain't problem with risik avarim. Anything that slips and slides, there's no problem. Loy mishrik, if it's not slip and slide, it's hard, you bang onto it, and it doesn't move, it doesn't slide. Yes, there will be a problem, risik avar, went through a bunch of different things, and met Shem, in the next year, we will start from the case of Dibuk, which is glue, which is caught on a glue board, which is really a continuation of the sugya, but we'll stop over here and continue from Dibuk in the next year.